श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वत देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी आश्चादेश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वीक्ष्यालकावृतमुखं तव कुण्डल श्री गण्डस्थलाधरसुधं हसितावलोकम् दत्ताभयं च भुजदण्डयुगं विलोक्य वक्षः श्रियैकरमणं च भवामदास्यः काष्ठ्यंगते कल्पदायत मूर्छितेन सम्मोहितार्ज चरिता न चले त्रिलोक्यां त्रैलोक्य सौभगमिदं च निरीक्ष्य रूपम् यद् गोद्विजद्रुम मृगः पुलकान्य विभ्रान् व्यक्तं भवान् ब्रज भयार्थि हरोऽभिजातो देवो जथादि पुरुषः सुरलोक गुप्ता तन्नो निधेहि कर पंकजमार्थ बंध तप्तस्तनेषु च शिरसु च किंकरीणाम् श्रीशुक उवाच इति विक्लवितं तासाम् श्रुत्वा योगेश्वरेश्वरः प्रहास्य सदयं गोपी आत्मा रामोऽप्यरीरमत् श्री भगवान ने कहा अपने घर के स्वामिनी पद को छोड़कर मेरी दासी किसने
कृष्णा लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा सेड व्हाई आर यू गिविंग अप द पोजीशन ऑफ स्वामिनी ऑफ योर होम एंड बिकमिंग माय मेड सर्वेंट To this, the gopis are replying in this shloka. They are saying, seeing your face encircled by curling locks of hair, your cheeks beautified by earrings, your lips full of nectar, and your smiling glance, and also seeing your two imposing arms which take away our fear, and your chest which is the only source of pleasure for the goddess of fortune, we must become your maidservants. The gopis are continuing their reply in the next shloka. Dear Krishna, Hey Priyatama, Hey Shram Sundar, what woman in all the three worlds wouldn't deviate from religious behavior when bewildered by the sweet, drawn-out melody of your flute? Your beauty makes all three worlds auspicious. Indeed, even the cows, the birds, the trees, and the deer manifest the ecstatic symptom of bodily hair standing on end when they see your beautiful form. Now the gopis are praying to the Lord in the next shloka. They are saying, Hey Nath, Hey Priyatam, clearly you have taken birth in this world to relieve the fear and distress of the people of Raja, just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the primeval Lord, protects the domain of the demigods. Therefore, O friend of the distressed, kindly place your lotus hand on your maidservants' heads and burning breasts. Now, only Krishna understands what has come out of the lips of the gopis. He alone can understand the meaning of the words which are spoken by the gopis. And by the mercy of Krishna and his associates, devotees are able to understand to some extent. By taking the shelter of the words of Sripad Sridhar Swami, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sripad Sanatan Swami, Goswami, I am trying to say them in Hindi. In reality, neither the mind, nor the body, nor the words are pure to speak on this. But still, due to Laulyam, we are trying to speak on this. Still, we can experience that we are not able to understand this. Only Krishna understands this in reality. His devotees understand by His mercy. So whatever has been said by them will only be simply, merely translated, that too to the extent that the intelligence is able to absorb. So this is the Pranaya Geet of the gopis. Their eyes are filled with tears. Their voice is trembling. And this is the ninth shloka. They had previously mentioned to Krishna to accept them as his maidservants. So Krishna is saying, why do you want to become a maidservant of a gopa, giving up the swamini position of your own home? A swamini is a controller of the home. At her home, a woman is the grihaswamyam, means the controller of a home. So Krishna is saying that if you stay at your home, you will be the swamini of your home. But if you come to me, you will be a dasi. Would you want to be that? Why don't you be a swamini? So to this, the gopis are saying, we have become maidservants of your beauty. You simply accept us, please. We have become your maidservants for free. We do not want anything from you. We will simply look at your face, your smile, your loving glance. Nothing else we want.
Ganda sthaladhara sudham hasitavalokam दत्ताभयं च भुजदण्डयुगं विलोक्य वक्षः श्रियैकरमणं च भवान् दास्यः। तौ श्रीमुखं वीक्ष्य दत्ताभयं भुजदण्डयुगं विलोक्य श्रियैकरमणं वक्षः च विलोक्य भवान् दास्य, आपकी दासी बन गई। भगवान के अत्यद्भुत अनुपम सौंदर्य पर न्यौछावर हो गई हैं गोपी।
सो द गोपीज हैव बिकम कैप्चर्ड बाय द अद्भुत मोस्ट वंडरफुल इनकंसीवेबल ब्यूटी ऑफ कृष्णा। No other incarnations have so much of beauty which has been exhibited by Lord Krishna. Therefore, it is said in many places that Lord Narayana himself is thirsty to see Krishna's beauty. And his wife, Lakshmi, has already left her husband and has come running to Krishna already. And Lord Narayana never stopped her. She has left the chest of Lord Narayana. And till today, she is doing austerities in the dust of Vraj at Belvan, at the Kaliya Tat. Kaliya's wives were asking for forgiveness of their husband and saying, Hey Dev, we are not understanding that our husband has done what kind of austerities, in which birth, that today he has got the fortune of having your lotus feet upon his head. In this life, he has done nothing but killing and poisoning other living entities. Even Lakshmi has not got this fortune till today. Why? So this is the situation, you know, of Lakshmi, that even she has not got this fortune till today. Why? Why has she not got? Because Lakshmi is always proud. Someone had told her that if you want to get the dust of Krishna's feet, then you have to become a follower of the gopis. You know what she replied? She replied, Why should I become the maidservant of the gopis? Do you know I am the Swamini of Lord Narayan? So therefore, Krishna told her to do austerities. And till today, she has not been able to achieve Krishna. Once, Lord Chaitanya asked Venkat Bhatt in south of India. He told him, I have heard that Lord Narayan's wife wants to become a maidservant of a gopa. How come? So Venkat Bhatt said, both are the same, so how does it matter? But Lord Chaitanya did not give up. And Lord Chaitanya said, if there is no difference, then why does she have to go after him? So Venkat Bhatt replies, Prabhu, you alone tell me. I don't know this. So the Lord replies, that Krishna and Narayana is the same. But Krishna has four Madhuris which are not there in Narayana and anyone else. That is Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, Prema Madhuri. Hence, Lord Narayana's wife wants to become the Dasi of Krishna. So the gopis are saying here to Krishna, if being with you is irreligious, then why is no one ridiculing Lakshmi Devi? She is the crest jewel of all chaste ladies, as it is stated in the Vedas. Then why does she remain on your chest? So Krishna says, showing his chest to the gopis, she does not stay with me. See, look, look at my chest. There is only a golden line here. There's no Lakshmi here. So the gopis are saying, oh, when we come, she disappears in the form of a golden lion. And as soon as we go, she appears in a full-fledged form on your chest. We know all this, Krishna. Radharani also says in the Brahmar Gita that, how can we go there? Lakshmi is always residing on his chest. And when devotees come, she disappears and becomes a lion. So the gopis are proving that it is a fortune to give up their husband and become your maidservant. Krishna's beauty is so much that Lakshmi runs away to Vraj for Krishna. Sripad Sanatan Goswami is saying that the gopis have seen Lakshmi moving around all the homes in Vraj. She does austerities also. And when she gets an opportunity to be alone, she would be with Krishna in hiding. Sometimes it is being said that Lakshmi did not get the association of Krishna. And sometimes it is said that she is on her chest. Now both the statements are true. Both are the truth. It means to say that without following the gopis, one cannot achieve Krishna. But just think, Lakshmi, who is the Nitya Priya of the Lord, if she desires a Lord's feet, the Lord will not give her. He will give her. But he wants to teach others by making her do austerity. He is teaching the world that without following the gopis, it is not possible to achieve Krishna. So she gets his association too. And at the same time, she is doing austerity too. The gopis are saying, "You're both earrings swinging to and fro around your cheeks, and such a face with such a beautiful cheeks." You know, Krishna's cheeks shine like mirrors. Sometimes, you know, his friends, the sakhas, they look at his cheeks to do their shringar instead of the mirror. And sometimes Krishna pushes them, but still they keep looking onto his cheeks and use his cheeks as their mirror. So now here the gopis are saying, "Seeing your earrings, your cheeks, your lips which are full of nectar, by seeing the lips itself one feels like drinking them. And the smell of his lips spreads out far and wide, which makes one feel like drinking them. Hence it is called as nectar." And the gopis are saying, "Your face is with a smile, such a beautiful smile. Such loving glances. From the time we have seen this face, we have become your maid servants, Krishna. Oh Priyatama, we have become your maid servants. Please accept us." Lord Chaitanya has described Krishna's face. Many, many great devotees have described Krishna's face. It has been said that Krishna's face is the moon of all moons. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami had become too old and was told to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. And when he went to have darshan of Madan Mohan, a garland of Madan Mohan fell from his neck onto Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's neck. He was scared that he might leave his body in the middle of the writing. So he wrote that section in the beginning of the Madhya Leela itself, where Lord Chaitanya describes Lord Krishna, and then he explains it in detail in the Antya Leela. So this is the nectar for devotees. I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita written in Hindi. One of the great souls asked me, "Which part do you like?" So I said, "The separation mode." So he said, "You read it in Bengali and you will enjoy it even more." I did not know Bengali. He said, "Just learn. It is similar to Hindi anyway." So in 2 days, I learned the language and I read the Antya Leela portion. In that portion, Lord Chaitanya is describing the beauty of Lord Krishna so much. So the gopis are now saying, "Hey Priyatama, from the time we have seen your smiling face, especially that smile on your face, after seeing that, we have become your maid servants. No lady can stay within her chastity after seeing your beauty." This is what the gopis are saying. How can any lady stay within her chastity after seeing the beauty of the Lord? The gopis used to ridicule Lord Brahma for creating eyelids. They could not tolerate even that much of an obstacle created by the closing of the eyelids. Sukadeva Goswami in the 9th canto, when he is describing the Lord, most of his expressions are about his face. So when Sukadeva Goswami is describing the expression, describing the beauty of Krishna's face in the 9th canto, every part of his body is being described by great souls millions of times. How many times have we heard His beauty being described by different people, and over and over and over again, but they never get tired. Lord Chaitanya describes Krishna's forehead as the Ashtami moon. The cheeks are also moon. The nails of His hands are also moon. The nails of His toes are also moon. His nails are more beautiful and effulgent than the beauty of the moon. His body is also effulgent all the time. When Yashoda Maya tells the gopis to hide the butter in darkness, they say that His body is like torch, keeps giving out light. We can't hide it anywhere. Just one ray of His toenail has fallen on the sun, and the sunlight comes to us. Imagine, just one ray of Krishna's toenail is falling on the sun, and look at the amount of light which the sun gives us. That light which is coming from the sun is just one ray of Krishna's toenail. Now the gopis are saying, Datta Bhayam Bhujadanda Yugam. Seeing your beautiful arms, which has saved the Brajavasis from all calamities, those arms which have saved us from Kamdev, we only desire when we will come into those arms of yours. Seeing your chest, which is abode of Lakshmi, we have become your maidservants. That chest, which is broad and beautiful, which is the only place for us women, we have become your maidservants. Now, by seeing the face of the Lord, the gopis, inside the gopis, two bhav has arisen in the gopis. They had two bhavs. One is to kiss the cheeks and one is to drink the lips. So this is the meaning. By describing the chest and arms, they are expressing their desire to be hugged by Him and to remain on His chest. This is the meaning of the word dasi or maidservant. Not that we will sweep the floor, etc., etc. They are Krishna's prayasis. So they will serve Him in this way. They are not going to serve Him by... Their service is not to sweep the floor. A maidservant in the real sense cannot do all this, what a prayasi can do to Krishna. But these gopis, they are Krishna's prayasis. So their service as a maidservant is this way: to kiss His cheeks and drink the lips. So in this way, they are His dasi, to serve Him in this way. Here, the Sri Charan is not being described, wherein dasi means to be a dasi of the feet. But here they say, they are telling Him, please accept us as dasi. They are not expressing the feet. They say to accept them as dasi, and they became dasi to see the face, to kiss the face and to drink His lips by seeing His arms and chest. In this way they want to be His dasi. Not that they want to drink His lips and kiss His face and thus enjoy. They do not have a enjoying mood. No, they know that by doing this, Krishna gets million times more happiness. And they want to give Krishna this happiness. That is why they do Shringar of their bodies. They decorate their bodies for Krishna's pleasure. They never think of their own pleasure even in their dreams. This is the full adhikar of the gopis: to kiss the cheeks of the Lord, to drink His lips. These are all the gopis' complete adhikar. A dasi, do you think a dasi will tell Krishna that your cheeks are so beautiful and your cheeks are so and so and we want to kiss them and your lips are so and so and we want to drink the lips of nectar of your lips. Do you think a dasi can say all this, a maid servant? No. But here the word dasi is expressed by those who are actually his priyasis. But their dasi is not to maintain the house or clean up their homes. No, their expression of dasi is to serve Krishna. They are servants of Krishna in this way, by kissing his cheeks and drinking his lips. But this is their full adhikar, and this is not the adhikar of a maid servant. So the gopis want to become Adbhuta Dasi by describing the beauty of his face and lips. This shlok is describing the beauty of Krishna. Actually, it is just giving us a glimpse of his beauty. Just like if there's a storehouse and there's a storehouse of precious stones and wealth and jewels, and there's a small window, and if you look through the window, you get to see a portion of this of the beautiful jewels stored in the storehouse. Similarly, through these gopis, we are getting a glimpse of his beauty. Now you can see that not all his parts of the body are described, the beauty of not all parts of his body is described. For example, the Shri Charan. The beauty of the Shri Charan is not being described here. Why? Because the Shri Charan is meant for those dasis, for the dasis, the maid servants, who are to be the dasi of the feet. But the gopis here are saying, by seeing your face, we have become your dasi. By seeing your arms, we have become your dasi. By seeing your chest, we have become your dasi. By seeing your lips, we have become your dasi. So their dasi is a different kind of dasi than the normal maid servants that we think of, because they had his prayasis. So their desire to serve Krishna is to give Krishna pleasure in this way. They know that in this way Krishna gets pleasure, and therefore they're expressing all this. Not that they are trying to enjoy their own sense of gratification in these ways. In the same way that the gopis want to give him pleasure by giving him their hugs, by hugging him and by kissing him and by drinking the nectar of his lips. Similarly, Krishna too wants to associate with the gopis in the same way. Now, all these the devotees should understand on their own. We have reached here step by step, not all of a sudden. All this appears similar to the mundane worldly affairs, but this is not mundane at all. We have to be very careful. All this is transcendental. In this world, all this kaam bhav is all centered around one's own sense gratification. By each and every individual, be it seeing, be it touching, be it kissing, be it anything, it is all centered around their own sense gratification. But here, all this is done for giving pleasure to Krishna's senses. Even those who want it for their own pleasure, when it is with Krishna, then the kaam does not remain as kaam any longer. Just like grains, when they are boiled, it cannot sprout into a plant. Similarly, if a person's mind is directed towards Krishna, then kaam bhav directed towards Krishna does not remain as kaam bhav any longer. So even if the gopis are desiring this for their own sense gratification, still it is not bad. Sukadeva Goswami says that anyone who talks about or even listens to this episode of Ras Vihar gets rid of all the lust in them. So if one just by simply listening to this can get rid of kaam, then how can this Rasalila by itself be of kaam vikar, a lusty affair? Even thinking like this opens the gate to hell. Now Krishna's objective was to attract those devotees who are immersed in ujjwala bhav towards him. For that purpose he has enacted this Rasalila. This Leela is not there in the heavens. It's not there even in Vaikuntha. It's there only in Vraj. In Vraj alone. He would not do this Leela with any other woman. Only those who are eligible to hear this Leela, who are followers of the gopis, and only they can hear this, and only they can understand this. And they can develop their gopi bhav in this way. So now the gopis are saying, "Hey Priyatama, which woman in this world can stay with her husband after seeing your beauty and after hearing your flute? Please, therefore, don't send us away. Don't reject us. Please accept us as your dasi. Please accept us as dasi. Let us keep seeing your eyes, your beauty, your cheeks, your lips, your chest and your arms. We just want to be looking and admiring your beauty. We are not able to live without feeling your face, touching your face. We cannot move away from you. Please, in some way or the other, please keep us as your maidservants. Please." In this way, the gopis are abandoning their husbands and desiring the association of Krishna. Telling him again and again that which woman in this world can stay with her husband after seeing your beauty and after hearing your flute. Even the most chaste of all the women in the entire universe, Lakshmi, has left her husband and come running to you.
Trailokya saubhagamidam cha niriksha rupam jad gotij drumrigaha pulakani vipram. Te, the kai stri, yahan se pradam kar rahe hain. Trilokya, त्रिलोकी में तीनों लोक में
इन ऑल द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स वेयर वुड बी सच अ वुमन हु आफ्टर हियरिंग द मेलोडी ऑफ योर फ्लूट विल नॉट गिव अप हर चैस्टिटी कैन यू से द गोपीज आर आस्किंग कृष्णा टू दिस कृष्णा वुड हैव टू से न कापी मीन्स देयर इज नो वन नाउ The chastity is higher as we go upwards to the higher and the higher planets. And in Vaikuntha, there is the highest degree of chastity. Even in all these planets, which woman cannot give up her chastity hearing the flute? Even those women who fly in the airplanes, they fall off in their planes on the lap of their husbands when they hear the flute of Krishna. And they cry, "Ha Shyam Sundar, Ha Krishna." And the demigods They used to bring their wives every day by the airplane to let them have the darshan of the Lord. And the gopis used to glorify the fortune of these demigoddesses that their husbands bring them to Krishna. They used to cry over their own unfortunate state that, look, our husbands and our in-laws stop us from seeing Krishna. But look at the husbands of the deer, the husbands of the devatas, the demigoddesses. They bring their wives along with them to see Krishna. In this world too, there are lots of people all around us to turn one away from Krishna. But not many are there to turn one towards Krishna. The gopis are saying, gopis are telling Krishna, even the cows, birds, trees, and the deer experience ecstasy of bodily hair standing on end when they see your beauty and when they hear your flute. What to speak of women? The trees, even the trees offer their flowers to Krishna by bending down towards his chest when Krishna and Balaram are walking by. And Krishna would touch them by his hands. Even the trees see and listen. They're all transcendental. The cows, they hug Krishna within their minds. The calves, while drinking their mother's milk, they hear the flute and they forget to drink the milk. The milk gets stuck in the mouth itself and starts flowing outward. This means that even in their mother's milk, the calves find that that rasa is not there, which is there in the flute. Even these animals give up their dharma hearing your flute, Krishna. The stationary objects start moving and the moving objects become stationary. It is the dharma of the calves to drink the mother's milk, and they cannot do their dharma anymore when they hear your flute. The Yamunaji, river Yamunaji, stops flowing. Her dharma is to flow. She stops flowing and she becomes like an iceberg. Sometimes Krishna would cross over the Yamuna in this way. She would become like an ice hearing the flute. And Krishna and all the gopas would walk over Yamuna, walking over the ice. So the gopis are saying that when all these living beings can also give up their dharma, then what is there about we giving up our dharma? The fault is not in us. The fault is in your beauty. Actually, it is not your fault either. But the Creator has made you only for the women to destroy their chastity. The gopis are saying, it's good that you don't leave Raj and go anywhere else. Because if you would go anywhere else, the women, even in that area, all over the world, would all give up their husbands and give up their chastity. It's good you're not going, leaving Raj. It's good you are here in this Raj only. At least we are being tortured in this way. The gopis are saying, even the wind stops, even the rocks melt. So what is wrong in our destroying our dharma? You smile, look at us with crooked glances, you call us into the kunj, and then now you are preaching to us to follow our dharma, to serve our husband, to serve our children, to serve the relatives of our husband's family members. After doing all this to us, with your crooked glances, sidelong glances, your sweet words, those secretive talks, holding us by our hands, taking us into the kunj, and now you're preaching us to follow our dharma. And to those, you're teaching dharma to those who are able to relish your beauty and your bhav, and you're telling us to serve our husbands, serve our family members, serve our home. In this way, the gopis are describing Krishna's beauty, glorifying his beauty. Now they are finally requesting Krishna.
ಭಕ್ತಾದಿ ಪುರುಷಃ ಸುರಲೋಕ ಭಕ್ತ ತನ್ನೋ ನಿಧೇಹಿ ಕರ ಪಂಕಜ ಮಾತ ಬಂಧೋ ತಪ್ತಷ್ಟಮೇ ಸುಚ ಶಿರ ಸುಚ ಕಿಂಕರೀಣ. ಕೋಯಿ ಭೀ ನಿವೇದನ್ ಕೋಯಿ ಭೀ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನೆ ಬಹತಾ ನ ಕರೆ.
ವೆನ್ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ದೇರ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ವರ್ಕ್ಸ್. So here the gopis are saying that everyone knows that you have taken birth in this world to relieve the Vrajavasis of their fear and distress. And everyone knows that you are just like Narayan in quality. Just like they have heard from Gargacharya. Just like Lord Narayan relieved the distress of his devotees and the devatas, similarly, you too relieve the distress of the Vrajavasis. So please accept us. Please place your hands on our burning breasts and save us. Please place your hands on our heads too. Now here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Ram Narayan Acharya, they all say, why are they asking for his hands on his breast, on their breast? Because their bodies had become so hot. And they wanted Krishna to feel it. Now Krishna's hands are lotus-like. So why should it be kept on hot plate like hot breasts? Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad says that the tap is the need to achieve Krishna. And as soon as he is achieved, their tap will go away. So if Krishna asks them, you are so many, how many days will I keep my hands in on each one of you? For this the gopis are saying, that you are Vibhu. You can do it simultaneously on all of us. You may do it individually. And they're saying, they're also telling Krishna, keep your hands on our heads. They also want him to keep his hands on their heads. They want to say that even if you keep your hand on even one of our heads, say Radharani's heads, you keep your hand on Radharani's head, then we would understand that you have accepted us. Krishna was understanding both the meanings which the gopis are saying, the upekshamayi meaning and the apekshamayi meaning. That means the rejecting meaning and the favorable meaning. Now Krishna enjoys the rebukes of the gopis more than the praises of the Vedas. You know, the gopis tell him, you are such a debauchee, you are such a cheat. I know you don't like me. I know you like that gopi more than me. You go, get away from me. I don't like you. I don't want to see your face. Just go away from here. Krishna actually enjoys such rebukes of the gopis million times more than the praises of the Vedas. Sometimes the gopis rebuke him, saying they are in maan, they feel maan towards Krishna, and they say, you are a dhurt, you are a lumpat, you say that I am pran priya to you and you go away to others, such a cheater. So Krishna says, oh, he enjoys his ears dance when they hear such words, much million times more than what he hears the himself being praised by the scriptures. He enjoys such words even more than the chanting of the Maha Mantra. The Maha Mantra is also the words of the Vedas. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the Swabhav of Krishna. That he likes to hear such rebukes and such cryings of his prayers. and he's enjoying both these bhavs of the gopis. Now the gopis are also expressing both the favorable and the unfavorable bhav. And Krishna is enjoying both the bhavs. Now the gopis are saying very clearly in a favorable way that it is not a secret that you have been born to save the Vrajavasis from distress. You have shown this by various leelas. The Vrajavasis were never scared for themselves. They were always scared for Krishna. Whenever there was a calamity, they were always worried for Krishna. It was not they were worried for their own self. Just like when Putana fell down and the elderly gopis were searching for their Lala, they see Krishna is drinking the breast of Putana and playing on her. They immediately ran up on the body of the Putana. They were not afraid of the Putana, the demoness. They were more concerned about picking up their Lala. So this shows that their fear was not for themselves but for Krishna. Sometimes they used to cry for help, because if they are not there, who would take care of Krishna? That was their feeling. Sometimes they needed help of their own self-protection, but that was also in order to take care of Krishna. Similarly, Nanda Baba asked for protection. Even Yashoda Maiya too. But they were concerned about who would take care of Krishna in their absence. So they needed to be protected. Garagacharya had said that they will be able to cross over all difficulties by the mercy of this child. So take good care of this child. They used to take shelter of Krishna because Garagacharya had said that he is like Narayan in qualities. Although, actually, Garagacharya meant that Narayan is like him. So the gopis are saying that we too are Vrajavasis and we are in deep distress and your birth is to relieve this distress. The word Adipurush means Lord Narayan. But it also means that from the beginning itself, you alone is our Purush. The word Adipurush is mentioned here for Krishna, meaning Lord Narayan. It's one meaning, but another meaning is from the beginning, you alone is our Purush. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad says that if Krishna's hands are like lotus and their breasts are very hot, then the kamal, the lotus, would perish. But the gopis are saying, no, just like the lotus blooms by the heat of the sun, the lotus becomes happy. Similarly, Krishna's lotus-like hands will get pleasure by keeping his hands on our breasts. Now, another bhav is, the gopis were saying to keep his hands on their breasts. So Krishna said, no, I cannot do that because you are another's wife. So they said, okay, then you keep your hand on our heads and accept us that we are yours. Don't let us go back. That's all we request of you. Please don't tell us to go back. We can't go back. Now Sukadeva Goswami is saying,
Iti viklavitam tasam srutva yogeshwareshwaraha prahasya sadayam gopi ratna ramu periramat. Is prakar se apni priyaon ke viklavitam vikal vachan ko dukhmay vachan ko sunka.
In this way, by hearing the despondent words of the gopis, Krishna, he smiled with the meaning that I am yours in all ways, just like you have given up everything for me, even I have given up everything for you. In this way, Krishna smiled to all the gopis. He became as many as the number of the gopis. Yogeshwareshwaraha. What does Yogeshwareshwaraha means? He is the Ishwar of all the Yogeshwars. How did he show that he is Yogeshwareshwara? He became as many as the number of gopis. And he started to wipe their tears. He started doing their hair. He decorated them with bangles. He decorated their feet with anklets. He applied kajal on their eyes. He applied sindoor on their forehead. He showed them the mirror after completely decorating them with his own hands from head to toe. And then he showed them the mirror to see how beautiful they look. All these items got arranged by Krishna's Swarup Shakti, his Swarup Shakti, his potency, including drinks, food. He was feeding them, he was making them drink, he was showering all his love upon these gopis. Everything by his own personal hands. And he started to enjoy with them, and thus started the Ras dance. Jai Radhe Shyam. Jai Radhe Shyam.